KID crew, we are continuing our election night coverage here from the Flying Goose inside the Shiloh in Idaho Falls. I'm joined right now by Senator Kevin Cook, and although he doesn't have an opponent, he has definitely been out and about and getting a pulse on how things are going in the community. Is there something that stands out to you about this election cycle that's different maybe from other election cycles?
I would think so, yeah. It seems like, as a Republican, we've expanded the tent. We've pulled in people. Not everybody thinks exactly the same. Some people are on the outside of the tent or just on the edges, and some are right in the middle of it, in the thick of it. But I think that's a good thing, is we're getting more people in. We need to have a younger group coming up, you know, to replace us old fogies. Not you, me. To replace that and to keep the Republican Party, the Republican product going forward. We have a great base, and we just need to build upon it.
I think that's so true. It's really about having those conversations, and I've seen a lot of progress in our community, people wanting to come together and look for some common ground and find ways that we can work together to build a stronger community, because if we want a stronger country, it happens one strong community at a time. So as you look at everything tonight, do you have any predictions? None of us have a crystal ball, but what are your thoughts right now?
I think and I hope it'll be a red wave. That's where I'm hoping. I hope so. The Republican product has good, solid things to offer for families, and that's, in my belief, that's where it really is. You mentioned that it needs to start locally and go forward, and I'm a believer of that. If you want to change the world, you start in your own house, you start in your own neighborhood, and you go from there. And so I think we'll see some good things tonight.
I think so as well. Definitely. I want to ask you, I've been asking people this question a little bit. What do you remember about the very first time you voted?
How clueless I was. But I was excited. I thought, you know, this is a privilege to be able to go and vote. And I was excited to go cast my vote and felt like that it was a little bit sacred duty that I needed to do. And so I've tried to explain that and push that mentality or that thought out to other people that I talk to, that this isn't just something that you should take lightly, that it should be something that you really think about, you put some time and effort into it, and then you go do it.
So true. We need educated voters. Well, Senator Kevin Cook, thanks so much for coming by and hanging out with us and chatting with me, and hopefully we'll have a lot to celebrate.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for all you do.